Thank you very much. As we said, we're hanging at 30 degrees into the 40s today, maybe even seeing the 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll welcome those warm temperatures, won't we, Frank?
Absolutely. I got up this morning and there still was a little snow on the windshield, yeah. And sometimes a little potty mouth comes out. But it's April 17th.
So it is.
As you say, 2 weeks, it'll be May 1st.
And something.
We all be dancing around the maypole. Have you ever do that?
No, I think I used to hang baskets on my neighbor's doorknob.
I think we did it in school one time. Yeah. You know, as little boys, we thought it was kind of goofy, but we had to go with girls around the pad. You know. Anyways, man, we were a little.
You didn't like that?
Not when I was six.
All right, let's find out what's happening at Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank with.
Well, so we've been, all hands on deck with the SBA Payroll Protection Program, and it ran out of money yesterday morning, and we still had two or three applications that had just come in. We told them that they had to get them in by 5, and they got them in by 5, and we were entering those in. We had about 11 at the last minute, and then they would say, well, you can go until the computer system won't let you in. So Judy, sometime yesterday morning, said, well, they were not letting me in. So we still had three applications to go. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it was all hands on deck at the bank. We had people working at home creating the documents. We had all of our customer service representatives checking out people's, are they in good standing with the Secretary of State? Who's the actual owner of the business? Who can sign for the business? And we had our loan officers underwriting them and trying to interpret the regulations. And by, you know, so the total is that we did 99 or 100 of the applications, and it's just over $6.5 million. And it's affected 976 employees. So that's the impact of the program. And the thing I want to point out to people is that it is to small businesses, but it's really going to the employees. So they have to, in order to get the loan, they have to pay their employees. And that's, you know, so people say, well.
Currently. Right.
Yep. And, you know, they can hire new employees if other employees have quit. And it's a hard decision sometimes for the employees because like some businesses you have seasonal layoffs and then you know they may be able to get more in unemployment so you can't force them to come back but you can hire different people in their place it is really a program designed to get employees paid, and that's a great thing. So you figure that $6.5 million is going to really flow right back into the employees of the companies, which is huge.
Yeah. The
other part is we just got the first batch of the stimulus money yesterday. So these are the direct deposits based on your tax returns, and it was quite a chunk. And again, that's going to be crucial in the next 10 weeks to keep people going. So there was a lot of work. Sometimes a lot of I wouldn't say grief, but the rules aren't always that clear. So you're dealing with people that are under a lot of stress. They're trying to get going, and you're asking them to, can you verify what you paid your employees? Isn't this amount good? No, you have to send the right form, and so that. But the businesses part was relatively easy. The unfortunate part of the program is that they waited a week to let the self-employed people in and the sole proprietors in. And they're much more complicated. How do you calculate what you pay yourself? Mm. So we were getting rulings left and right, and so you're trying to really explain that to the borrower. Because with small businesses, it's complicated. You know, it's what you make is pretty clear. But you know, how do you pay cash for depreciation? Well, no, you don't. So some people say, well, I should be able to claim my net profit plus my depreciation. Well, we found out at the last minute that it's just Schedule C, this line number, and we take that. So that had an impact on people. But I think. I'm really hopeful. I know there's a once the funds ran out, there's a bill pending in Congress to reauthorize another $250 billion for that. And it's hung up. I just ask people to, this would be hugely helpful to our area. You know, if we could get another $6 million out in the community, especially for the small businesses, that would be great. So, you know, contact your congressional representatives, whether it's New Hampshire and Vermont, and, you know, let's get going. You know, I know the president and the task force talked about the next steps and, you know, how to open up the economy. And so we're kind of setting our goals now on, okay, now that we've gotten the payroll protection program going, how are we going to open up safely? So are we going to, you know, we've had, we can have masks, we can probably test people. So we're going to, you know, so whenever we get the green light to go, we'll observe whatever the rules are. But it's important for us to get the economy going again. It's kind of scary. 20 million unemployed in the country, that's a lot, you know, and we can't take that. I mean, I used to say, well, we'll never get to the Great Depression numbers, but, you know, it's conceivably happened, a very short period, but systemically, you know, we can work through this. But anyway, so we've, and some part of it has been fun. I had interaction with customers that I hadn't really talked to since I made them a mortgage loan 30 years ago. And I got two reactions. You're still alive? Yes, I am. Yep. And you're still working? Yes, yeah. I am. And so I said, now that you've insulted me, what do you want to talk about? Anyway, so, and I had very funny stories about you have dealings with people over multiple generations. So the one family out in Corinth is the Salamas. So there's Ted Senior, I guess he would call him. He was the patriarch of the family. I met him. And then he had a son, Teddy, Ted Jr. And then his son had a son also named Teddy. So when they started talking about Teddy, I know the grandfather's dead, but is it the brother? Is it the uncle? And it was entertaining.
Sure.
And connecting with him back that way. So so that's the it's really impressive, you know. Sometimes when you're in the midst of things, you focus on, boy, this program is clunky, or you know, and you say, but I think it's amazing that they were able to get a program up and running, and then they had really 5 days to plan for it, and then they released the program on April 3rd, and within 2 weeks they had put out $349 billion. I mean, it's remarkable.
2 weeks ago.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Got the program up and running, and once you kind of got through the kinks, you know, there were, so if we were to do it over again, we would probably know how to do it better. I mean, our CFO, Judy Lavallee, she got, I don't know, I guess volunteered is the right word. She got volunteered to do all the work at the SBA. So I think she processed all 99 applications. Yeah. At her home, she would check in. Sometimes she was at work, but, you know, on her front porch or back deck, and telling us about the, you know, she's seeing a bear walking across the lawn. Can you tell me if this guy is a limited liability corporation or is he a corporation? And we had other people working at home. So as I said, you know, sometimes you can focus on the things that went wrong, but you know, the program was really well designed, and it worked. And I think now that we know how it works, that next step, because I think the self-employed people kind of got the short end of the stick, because they couldn't apply for a week, so almost all the money was gone by that. So I think just and if you think about it, that's our core community. We have a lot of self-employed
people.
That's
right. That's right.
You know, and we had businesses I'd never heard of.
Right.
You know, and I'd say, well, what do you do? And they, you know, they do interesting things, custom sawmills, and two or three people in the shop. One guy was, he repaired musical instruments. So there's, you know, we need to get another bite at the apple, get the program going, get this money in, especially because small businesses also, then sole proprietors, that's really families. That's, I mean, most of them, like, you know, it's a family business.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not as, it doesn't really fit within the box of how we do corporations with, like the bank. We have 60 employees, we write them payroll checks. It's pretty systematic. But you take somebody that's self-employed in the logging business, pretty complicated.
Yeah,
but they need help too.
So besides that, the phone rang. Lack of a better word, the layperson calling up concerns over their savings account or their investments or their checking account. What type of questions were you fielding there?
Start of this week, it was all, you know, when do I get my stimulus check? Okay. How will I track it down?
Yeah.
And again, by and large, if you had a tax refund and the IRS knew that, they would ship the money to your account. We got, I think we had almost $6 million that came in yesterday. Mm. But if you hadn't got a tax refund check or you had changed your account for whatever reason, so yesterday we had, I think we had over 100 checks rejected because the account number was wrong. So we'd have to and you only have a day to turn it around. So we were, you know, frantically, you know, going through our customer list, do we remember that? And in most of the cases, I think we got almost all of them cleared. Yeah. Otherwise, the money has to go back. And then they have to get a check, which is going to take longer. So, I give kudos to our operations people. Yeah. They understood the emergency that, you know, that if the customer still has an account in the bank, let's find the right account and get it to them. And I think, by and large, they did that.
Frank Tillman, CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, is with us. He's been giving us weekly updates. We'll do so next week. Where do we go from here? What's going on, Frank?
Well, I think beyond the coronavirus, I think our big concern is going to be when we get, you know, how are we going to get open again? Mm-hmm. And I think, I was listening to last night, and we got to get, if there's tests, we can do tests. But I think for the first month, it's going to be different. We're all going to, you know, we're going to wear masks, I think that. And so I'm not sure whether we'll require, it'll depend on what the governor says. The governor wants to require masks, we'll ask our employees to have masks. But, it's interesting to watch that people get this. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go into pick up something at Tuttle's, you know, and they've got your order ready, mm-hmm. but you've got to go in and, you know, pick up 5 or 10 things. You get in, everybody's keeping their distance,
yes.
you know, and yeah. most have masks. Mm-hmm. So I think we're intelligent people here, and we can do that. So I think that's going to be the big push, and then we'll get on to. You know, customer appreciation day probably won't be in June, but, I can't imagine that, having a 6-foot distance between people. But,
right.
you know, if it's that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
Sure.
You know, yeah. we'll all operate under new rules, but we'll figure it out.
Well, these weekly updates have been really important. It brings a lot to our listeners.
Yeah.
It's important stuff. So we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely.
Dynamics of the whole conversation could be a lot different, Frank.
Yes. And a lot of times, because the days all start to sound alike,
mm-hmm.
I'll wake up in the morning, God, is today Friday? Is it Thursday?
Right. It's true.
So I turn on the radio, and then I hear your voice, and I know, man, it's Friday. I got to get down there.
Yeah. Well, decent weather's in the forecast this
Absolutely.
Weekend. Not a real heat wave, but not bad.
We're good out. We got a lot of chores outdoors that we can do that
sure.
usually I'm not so enthusiastic about, but you know what? This year I'm
gonna look forward to it, right?
I am.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks
you
for
too.
Thanks for the update.
All righty.
All right, Frank. Frank Tillman, the CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.